Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music.
I'm Bob.
You gotta be careful what you say around here, because you might get fired for something.
I'm Donnie.
You wonder why I'm Squint? I have a right dick.
And I'm Q. Now comes in my editing part of me.
Some nappy-headed hoes.
That's it, we're fired.
We're done.
Bye.
We're like 5 minutes in and we're already done.
So, I'm Q.
Let's start over.
I'm Donnie.
I'd have been scared to touch it, might have like disintegrated.
My head is.
We're on 2 o'clock in the morning, this AJ.
Jesus.
Oh my god.
Donnie just fell on the floor. I gotta show it to him.
Oh man.
Phenomena. Oh, oh good lord.
I feel like a woman.
Really?
Oh yeah. Welcome to everyone listening to us live on Amped Radio for the first time, the first live broadcast of the Entitled Show.
Yeah, for how many times have we done this?
29.
Woo! Getting near to the, what is it, Golden 50 or whatever.
Yeah, the Golden 50s.
Yeah.
Back in my day, we recorded on a computer at the boat mansion.
With a crappy microphone and no headset.
The only thing that's changed, we're in an actual building.
Yeah,
this time.
That's it.
And we got a bigger mix board.
We got a bigger mix board. This might be the old one here. I don't think it was that. It wouldn't even that big.
No. This is the last time we used this mix board. I'm having to relearn how to use this mix board. The last time we used this mix board was back when we had Bum Rush. Episode 11.
Bum Rush.
The first show we did here in this studio.
Bum Rush. Hang on. What was on it?
It was just them.
Oh, okay, the band.
The show that started 2 hours late because they were out in the parking lot, in a church parking lot, getting drunk.
Yeah, pretty much. Bum Rush. I couldn't remember. I thought it was like about a show about like us talking about bums beating each other up or something.
No. We had shows like that too.
Well, yeah. But
Bob and Donnie here with you.
What's up, y'all?
Q is in Jacksonville.
Doing his mama.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he shipping out for something soon?
I don't know. How many times have you said that and not done it?
20?
Yeah. 29.
But we got some business to take care of before we go any further. Episode 29 was originally not posted because we ran out of server space. Now it's being posted because it was just an awful show to begin with.
Which one was that?
I can't even remember.
Was that one that was like 2 hours that we did so?
It was so horrible. I had no material. We sat there going, for 2 hours.
Yeah. Okay.
And,
I don't even think it lasted 2 hours.
But that issue has been taken care of, the fact that we don't have enough server space. So that brings me to this. The Entitled Show being brought to you by Yahoo Small Business, the official web provider of The Entitled Show, and by Hot Topic.
Woo!
And you're listening to us on Amped Radio, powered by Live365.com, and sponsored by Sirius Satellite Radio, the best radio in radio. All orders over $49, you receive free shipping. Click the link at ampedradio.net.
I like that. We sound professional. We got to do that before every break, no?
Now that we got that out of the way, welcome to the first live broadcast again.
How are y'all doing in little happy land out
now,
there?
Amped Radio and The Entitled Show has two separate audiences, so this is the first time that they're together. And everyone on Amped Radio doesn't know Donnie, so dipshit, introduce yourself.
I'm Donnie. I'm an idiot.
And everyone knows me being Bob because I'm on both shows. And I have to say, last week was a rough week on me.
Really?
last week was horrible. I go to Sunday. Last Sunday, I was sitting up here, and I was saying, you know what? I want a damn Nintendo Wii. So I go to all the different stores, and they say, we don't have any Wiis.
Wii.
they like, the moment they come out in stores, people buy them up.
Yeah, it took me forever and a day to get mine.
They're hard to get. So Monday morning, I call Circuit City up in Albany, and they said, we just got a shipment of 20 of them in. If you want one, you better come today because they won't be here by closing time. So
you left at 5 o'clock in the morning. And
so I leave here after work, and I stop by the place that I get my nickname from, my MySpace nickname from, Bob the, don't say it.
Okay. Burger Man.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. You fill in the blank.
So I go to Albany. I get my Wii. I get a couple of games for it. I get the Wii Sports, the Wii Play, which comes with more sports games, and I get Resident Evil 4 and Red Steel.
Yeah, I got that one.
I like that one.
That jump's fun.
The
dialogue's so fake on it, though. It's like,
let me just say, on the way back from Albany, I feel a gurgle in my stomach. I pull into the driveway at my house. I live an hour away from Albany, and this happened in Newton, which is about midway in between.
Oh, yeah.
I get about to call quit, and I'm standing up in the car. And at this point, everything in Colquitt's closed, because everything in Colquitt closes at 6 p.m.
Yeah, that's Colquitt.
So I'm standing up, and I'm speeding. I'm like, if they pull me over, they might as well just call an ambulance, because there's going to be a crime scene.
There's going to be a mess. A waste disposal. So,
I finally get home, and in my rush to get up the stairs and into the house, the door is locked, my keys are in the ignition. I was in such a hurry to get in my car. So I'm having to walk, I'm like a board, walking up the steps like a board, and I finally make it to the toilet, and I wake up the next morning with a stomach ulcer.
Oh.
Of all things. So I call my doctor, and they said, well, gee, I think you have food poisoning.
Appreciate it.
So let's just say I'm avoiding that place for a while.
Was it here or?
It was here. Okay. And look at you. We get the buzz out of the microphone, and then you. Stop. Don't do that. Just put the mic back and not worry about it.
Okay.
We'll just soldier through this. But the reason why we were supposed to do the extravaganza, it was supposed to be you, me, and Chris, and Seth and Willie Fred for 6 hours.
Yep.
And the week before that, the station that I work at that at one time allowed me to record in here got a new program director, and he put in a bunch of new rules. One rule, no MySpace, no YouTube. The second rule, no guest.
Well.
So that kind of ruined that plan. And finally, leave the mic there.
Leave it alone.
Don't touch it.
Turn sideways.
But I discussed it with the station manager.
The man.
And he was fine with me doing that. So that's why we are back, and that's when I decided, you know what, I can't, because they wanted me to do a live show on Amped Radio, and I'd be up here at 6 a.m. on Friday to work, and then I'd be up here to 9 p.m. so that I can do the show on Amped Radio. And yeah. I said, well, we record the entire show on Sundays. Let me just get rid of the Friday show and make the Sunday recording the Amped Live show. So
makes sense.
That makes sense. But we are back, and Tom's gone.
Tim.
Tommy boy's gone.
In his whatever he's driving now. He's got something new every week, don't he?
Yeah. But I missed you, man.
Okay.
I know a lot of people are waiting until 3:30 to get online to listen to us, but we started early because Donnie must have to Your girlfriend must be making you go somewhere tonight.
You're good. You are good. Man. He is good.
I could just
give him a round of applause.
What time do you have to leave?
I gotta be at her house at 4:30.
I imagine in about 5 minutes she's gonna be calling to remind you.
Yeah, probably. Now you remember now.
I love you, Donnie. What's the matter?
Nothing. I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good.
Yeah, right. Keep telling yourself
that. I gotta move a bed.
So when's the wedding?
I don't know.
She hasn't made you put the rock on her hand yet?
Not yet.
It's coming, though.
It don't help I'm broke either.
I know
she'll probably go buy it for herself and say, hey, just hand this to me whenever you feel like it.
You're going to take me out to a nice dinner. You're going to put this on my finger. You're going to like it.
You're going to kneel. You're going to have a little tear in your eye and everything.
Who the hell is calling a station on a Sunday?
No clue.
if you're listening to the show and you decided to call in, no.
Hang up right now.
Hang up because it's not going to... They're probably calling because I left my cell phone at home. Like a retard.
Well, yeah.
But anyway... it's been a wild month since we've done a show.
We got a lot of stuff.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got Michael Vick to talk about. We got Chris Benoit to talk about. And we got
Paris Hilton getting out of jail.
We got
Lindsay Lohan going back to therapy.
And we have Britney Spears losing her mind.
Again? I thought that was already...
Oops, I did it again. How many times have you heard that joke in the past 2 weeks on all the gossip shows?
Yeah, maybe.
Let's see, last Monday she hit a parked car. With her car. And after scraping up her wheels in a crash, she screamed, I'm a brainiac.
Okay.
And she left without even letting the other person know that she had ran into that guy's car.
Isn't that an offense?
Mark that one off.
Everything's an offense for Britney Spears.
I don't want to mention that. We'll get back to Britney Spears in a minute. I want to talk about this. This kind of caught my eye a little bit. German scientists say an experiment to play romantic music to sharks to get them in a mood for mating has been a swimming success. The 5 Sea Life Aquariums in Germany took part in the project after they complained that the sharks were not producing enough offspring. Now, after 4 weeks and 2 hours a day of different songs in each aquarium, the romantic tunes have had a desired effect, and the aquariums have even produced a top 5 of the sharks' favorite music for other aquariums to use. At number 5... Bob Marley, No Woman, No Cry.
I don't know.
At number 4, Justin Timberlake, Rock Your Body.
Come on. I mean, who's calling again?
I don't know. At number 3, James Last, the title song for the German version of The Love Boat.
That's got to sound nasty.
At number 2, Joe Cocker, you can leave your hat on.
Joe Cocker.
At number 1, Salt and Pepper, Push It. Push it real good. Oh my God.
Can you see sharks dancing to this?
How can they push it? They have no arms.
Yeah, for real. Swat it.
I know no one cares about this, but MTV announced their Video Music Award nominees. Green Day with 6 nominations for a song that came out in 2005.
Okay.
For a song that premiered in 2005, they got 6 nominations.
That's sad.
And a German magazine commented on the fact that why do they even have awards when they don't play music anymore?
Good point.
And they said maybe that's why they had to go back to 2005, because they haven't been paying enough attention to the music that's out today in order to pick good nominees. Well, it's just like with the Academy Awards, it takes about 3 years for a movie to get nominated for anything, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Forrest Gump was like 07.
Okay, I tell you what, I'm sick of that phone ringing. I'm going to put a song on, and I'm going to find out who the hell is calling the studio like crazy. So, we're going to play a song, and we'll be right back. All right, it was just some old lady that, I don't know.
Could you play me some Elvis?
Because that's all they want to hear is, Elvis, Elvis, Elvis. I'm sick of freaking Elvis. But anyway, we got some audio today.
Really?
Okay, I'll give you a choice. Do you want to do the Kramer guy from CNBC, the stock guy? You want to do Kevin James stands up to a heckler at Comic-Con? Or do you want to do a clip from The Price is Right?
It don't matter. Whichever one's...
Just pick one.
Funny. Do the last one. I'll do The Price is Right.
Do The Price is Right? Okay, let's do The Price is Right here. Okay. What this is going to be is, this is going to be the start of the Showcase Showdown. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear the Showcase, and then I want you to pay attention to how much the guy bids.
Okay.
Here we go.
Our top winner in the Showcase is Gay. And our runner-up today is Jose. And would you please show them Showcase number one.
This Showcase begins with this beautiful new living room.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Bob Barker did it.
Rich showing and plush, comfortable design come together to create the Prairie View Durapella Bar Collection from Ashley. Sit back and relax in mission-style comfort from the Ashley Companies.
Missionary-style.
And this new carpeting from Carpet One Floor and Home, 55 square yards of Liz Claiborne home carpeting designed for style and made for living at Carpet One Floor and Home. And for your living room, there's this brand new rear projection high-definition TV. Delight in the bright, detailed pictures of this 46-inch, 3-LCD projection HDTV. And get off the couch and enjoy the outdoors on these brand new motorcycles! The Kawasaki Vulcan 900 custom motorcycle offers clean styling with exceptional acceleration. And this Showcase can be yours if the price is right.
Do you wish to bid or pass, Gay?
I'm going to pass.
You will pass to Jose. What's your bid, Jose, on this Showcase?
I've been on the Showcase, you mean everything?
Everything. Give me your bid, Joe.
Wait a minute.
It just came off the street and decided to play, didn't it?
He's a Marine. Dude, now, when you say bid on the Showcase, do I bid on everything or one item? I didn't loot the crowd yelling at him. Just, this is real time.
Jose, what do you bid?
Jose, can you see?
I bid...
What?
Think about that for a moment now.
poor Bob. He even knows he's crazy.
Bob Barker usually don't give a crap.
On the board, there's only 5 digits. Yeah, it's never higher than $100,000.
Woo! Wait. $60,000.
That's your bid? $60,000 it is. Gay, this is your Showcase.
Gay, your Showcase today.
Okay, we skipped over her Showcase. Right. Listen to her bid. No shocker here. Listen to the crowd yelling at her.
A dollar.
$1 your bid. The audience approves. We'll be back.
The audience approves. Okay, go to the commercial and come back.
Excitement is running hot. Gay, you bid $1 on your Showcase. Actual retail price of her Showcase, $28,898. A difference of $28,897. Now over to Jose. Oh, say you bid $60,000 on your showcase. Actual retail price of Jose's showcase, $20,685. You win, Dave. You
and she
win.
Had to, like, she was shocked that she won.
You can tell he's not from. Whoops.
What was that?
That was the Kevin Smith audio.
Oh, okay.
But, okay, we'll go ahead and do Kevin Smith. What the hell? We'll do Kevin Smith audio. Here it is.
Yes. Do you ever plan on making an original movie without rehashing any of your old characters? It doesn't suck.
Yeah! In case you missed that, Kevin Smith is doing a Q&A at Comic-Con with his fans. Oh, please be your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Speakerphone.
Hello? Hey.
Nobody can hear me, can they?
I don't ring.
Huh? I'm
not on
the air, am I?
Do what?
You don't have me on. Are you doing the radio thing right now?
Yeah.
The radio can't hear me, can they?
I don't ring.
Okay, let me ask you something that does not need to be broadcast over the whole, you know what?
Depends on what it is.
Well, if I'm on the air, then I don't need to ask you.
What's it about?
On the air or not?
Hang on. What's your name? No. What?
Will my dad actually come out here and get some dog worm and stuff for me?
Okay.
Will you please do that for me?
All right. All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay, buddy.
Love you.
Bye.
Dog worming stuff. Dog worming medicine.
Dude, she's so just gonna hate me.
Hope she doesn't listen.
If you're listening, you're from the Bainbridge area.
Don't tell on me.
Don't tell on Donnie, please. I would like to keep the show going for about another year or two.
Yeah. I may be worried.
Why would she not want that on air?
I don't know if I was into something else like pads or something like that.
There's some in the desk.
Some in the desk.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Worm food.
There's a stupid buzz. Don't hit my dad's microphone like that. Oh my god. Dog worming stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, let's restart this audio.
Yes. Do you ever plan on making an original movie without rehashing any of your old characters? It doesn't suck.
Yeah! Oh no, he didn't. Oh no, he didn't call Kevin Smith movies hacky and crap.
It's a good question. Kinda. I totally do. I totally do. Zach and Mary, the next one. Zach and Mary Make a Porno doesn't feature any of the characters, doesn't touch on any of the old movies. And Red State, we're doing a little horror movie. That's kind of way different than the other stuff I've done. And I swear to God, I'll get around to them as soon as I pull my cock out of your mother's ass. So.
Burn. It's soon Donnie won't either.
I'm just gonna fucking pimp away. Pimp it away. No, I'm coming back. Maybe there's more baby for this. women do on a Friday night that two quite betters. I can't hear you, dude, but I can see your man tits from here. Two words, wear black and wear layers. Now I'm gonna pimp away. Now wait on that. Oh, way to put a nail in my coffin by showing off your shame.
How do you not love Kevin Smith?
That's harsh.
Wow. Kevin Smith rules. But back to Britney Spears.
Onward.
Let's see here. Britney Spears tried to seduce a video shoot extra just hours after she quit the set in tears. Production on Spears' video for a new single, Give Me More, in Los Angeles, was halted last month after she began sobbing hysterically during a pole dance routine. My daddy would be so proud. However, hours later, she invited an extra on the shoot to accompany her in a topless pool frolic before asking him up to her room at LA's Standard Hotel. The dancer extra says, I went in and found Britney lying on the bed with her knees up, wearing just a pair of pink panties. She was looking like she was ready. And I wanted to finalize it.
Oh, man.
He claims it was handpicked by Spears' assistant hours earlier, along with a group of male pals, to keep the singer company by her hotel pool. The extra says, suddenly she shocked everyone by just stripping off her top. She straddled me, put her legs around me. I started kissing her. Britney had more drinks in between me, filling her up, her boobs, and kissing her on the neck. The extra denies having sex with Spears in the hotel room. Later, after a bodyguard stepped in, demanding he take his drunken pal home, Spears officially divorced her husband, K-Fed, just days later.
Finally.
But there's more. According to Star Magazine, the bitter war between Britney Spears and her mother Lynn is getting more heated by the minute, fueled by sources claiming that Spears has made a shocking accusation that her mom slept with her ex-husband Kevin Federline.
Oh, poor guy. Not.
In a fit of rage, Britney accused her mom of sleeping with Kevin, a friend told Star Magazine. Britney doesn't know up from down right now. She's so confused and angry. She told Lynn that she was so backstabbing that she was probably sleeping with Kevin just to hurt her feelings. Lynn, on the other hand, is deeply hurt that her own daughter would viciously accuse her of doing something so terrible. The bitter feud between Britney and her mom, Lynn Spears, has been raging for a while. Sources say between them has been getting nastier ever since, as our reported tempers flared on the weekend of June 15th when Lynn made an unscheduled visit to Britt's mansion. The pair got into a heated argument that sources say turned into a slap fest. An insider says they were swinging at each other.
Hit that bit!
Hit that bit!
You don't do that.
Oh, man.
Swing on that.
That's funny.
No, it's not funny because you expect it.
You can still get a good chuckle out of it.
Well, yeah.
Well, for the first time in American Idol history, an auditioner went into labor while waiting with 13,500 hopefuls for her chance to become the next singing superstar. On Monday, 9-month pregnant woman arrived at Texas. I can't read that name. Arrived at Texas Stadium with hopes of becoming the next American Idol. However, as the time of her audition approached, she realized she was in labor, determined not to miss her shot at fame. She sang her best while in the midst of contractions.
Oh my God.
After completing the audition and learning she will return for the next round, she was taken to a local hospital where she gave birth to a healthy son. Baby Idol arrived early Tuesday morning and weighed 6 pounds, 7 ounces. She even gave her son the middle name Idol. Why is your middle name Idol? Oh, my mom gave birth to me while trying to get on a reality show.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How'd you like to go through life with a middle... I wouldn't want to go through life with that middle name.
I could see Simon.
I can just look at the t-shirt going, your essay was horrible. I've seen better papers drawn by three-year-olds. I had nothing with that one.
Yeah.
Well, I know a lot of people that wish they could have done this during school. Two middle school students are suing the Chicago Board of Education because their teacher denied them a bathroom break.
Cool.
The two students were suspended from school for using the bathroom without permission after the teacher denied the whole class bathroom break as punishment. The children are suing the Board of Education in federal court on behalf of everyone in the class, alleging they were wrongfully denied bathroom access and could only drink water at lunch. City officials said they overturned the suspensions and are investigating the staff, but would not comment on the lawsuit.
I hope they sue the mess out of them.
I hope they do too.
They sue the mess out of them.
I found out it's not your microphone. It's something in the board. And why do you have the cable?
Well, I was spinning it trying to get
so
it.
So tight. Stop that. Also, don't forget to talk to us on... Don't forget to email us myspace.com/theentitledshow if you're listening to us live and you'd like to interact with us. Send us a message, please, for the love of God.
Something to talk about.
Something to talk about, please.
All right, I got a good thing we can talk about. Speaking of
we. I finally got a wee. My dad was torturing me. I was like, I want a wee. And so he went, okay, wee. He took a sheet of paper, drew two little circles on it, and drew like a square in the middle and wrote wee in the middle of it and handed it to me like a game controller. And I was like, but where's the nunchuck? And he threw me one of those Pop-Tart ghost sticks.
Anyway, speaking of the Wii. You know how people have been trying to find so many ways here lately because everybody's obese.
Yeah.
I swear, the only reason they did this was for obese kids. Because it's a workout. You're sitting there doing...
It's a workout. You're swinging your arms around. I'm actually getting muscle, and it's not for the other reason.
Yeah. But it is a hazard.
Yeah.
I busted a window.
This is going.
I busted a window with one. Wow. Playing Wii Baseball. I hit a home run, though. I'm serious. I hit a home run on Wii Baseball. And busted a window.
What did your mom say?
I don't even know if they know or not yet.
How do they not know with all this rain we've been getting?
I don't know. It's like, it's in my room.
Oh.
Chris was like standing there and it's like, ka-chish! He's like, oh! I was like, let's clean it up now. Sit the glass outside and hide it.
Whoa, you're not going to believe this, but people are listening to us.
Really? How y'all doing?
Hello. I just happened to look over and we're two listeners.
Well,
I'm thrilled.
We're thrilled. So email us. If y'all want to talk to us, email us.
bob@theentitledshow.net or myspace.com/theentitledshow.
And y'all can give us some good stuff to talk about and talk back with us. Be interactive show. Instead of a crap show.
And if you're under 16, I didn't add you. My perverted program director added you.
Yeah, there you go.
He's 22 from New York and he's lonely. Just put it that way.
The main thing is New York.
Yeah, and trust me, if my public relations director added those people, they would be under 13.
Yeah, well,
until he got married. How that happened, I don't know.
Next thing you know, we'll be getting like 90-year-old women. And
back in my day, we only had one channel on the TV,
and if the president was on, your night was shot.
This one may be a little bit rough for our younger listeners, but a Minnesota man has learned an important lesson.
Really?
If you want your testicles removed, leave it to the professionals.
Oh my God.
If you're under the ages of 18, please check with your parents before listening.
This is going to be nasty. I can tell right now.
St. Paul police are looking for two or three people a man hired to remove his testicles a couple of weeks ago after medical professionals refused to do it.
Oh, my God.
The 62-year-old man...
Oh, God. That makes it even worse.
Whose testicles were causing him chronic pain had the procedure done in a makeshift operation room in his home. According to authorities, he was unconscious during his surgery, but awoke to found himself bleeding profusely from the groin area.
Well,
and the responsible gone. He called his daughter, and she in turn called for help. The old man isn't telling police who the mysterious surgeons are because he doesn't want to get them in trouble. His wife only told police her husband spends a lot of time on the internet, and their daughter told them she didn't want them searching his house. Police had to get a search warrant to look through the home. Ow.
I wonder how they did it.
Probably with a hacksaw. It's like removing two coconuts. Yeah.
It's just like a deer.
Removing coconuts from a pine, from a palm tree. I almost said pine tree. What a dumbass I am.
It's not sharp enough. Get a board and put it on the backside. We'll force them off.
Why don't you get it all just cut off and become a woman? That's legal.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow.
That, well, next thing you know, there's going
to
be...
That had to be some serious pain, though, to want those cut off. Ow.
For real. Just put a rubber band around it.
Oh, wow.
So what? Did they say what happened to his nuts? Did they take them with them? Or
they didn't say.
They leave them.
They didn't say.
Hang them on the wall.
Okay, here we go. A would-be bank robber was forced to leave a Michigan bank empty-handed this week after realizing he didn't have a bag for the money.
A pocket?
The robber apparently remembered to wear gloves in a disguise while attempting to rob a New Hudson bank. His plan fell completely apart without a bag in which to put the bank's money in. Let's see. He came in with a small piece of cardboard with "Give me your money" printed on it. He told a teller to hurry up, but when she asked him if he had a bag to put the money into, it must have flustered him. He ran off without any cash.
Oh, come on. Pockets?
The police have opened up an investigation to find the thief. I think for the embarrassment factor, I think they should just let him off.
Yeah, be done.
Because I'm sure if he goes into jail and they say, "What'd you get arrested for?" "Attempted robbery. How much did you take?" "Nothing." "Why not?" "I forgot my bag." Oh. I can just see the people that make burlap sacks are going, a new ad campaign. Burlap sacks. Don't leave home without them.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Don't rob a bank without it.
How do you forget the bag? I mean, you could get by without the disguise or the gloves, but without the bag?
No clue.
Why don't you just take whatever mask you had on off, put the money in it?
Or your pockets. You got pockets.
Yeah. I'm sure they got very big bills there.
Yeah.
Especially in Michigan. Oh, wait, it's Michigan. Never mind.
They got gun laws.
Yeah.
Everybody in this bank probably had guns. They sell bullets and stuff at barbershops, for Pete's sake.
They don't have panic buttons. They have automatic weapons.
Yeah, for real.
They push a button and a 12 gauge falls out of the roof.
Yeah.
Push the button and it falls right to their hands.
What now, bitch?
Or like in the movie Fifth Element, they hit the panic button and the bulletproof shields come down and automatic weapons come out of the floors and point at the bank robber. Put your hands in the circles. You are under arrest. Do not try to flee. We will shoot you.
Yeah, for real. Please try to flee. The bank owner will be back there hollering, "Please run! I haven't yet to use these things yet!" I paid $250,000 for them. I hadn't got to use them yet. Please run.
Or you got a robot that's a little trigger happy because a wire was misplaced.
Oh, yeah.
You blink, bam. You got your hands up there in the circles. I got these. I got these.
Start mowing down everything that moves. A fly lands on the guy's forehead.
I can imagine the bank manager. Oh, there's a damn fly in here. Everyone out of the bank. Hits the button. Don't move. We will shoot you. And there's this little laser following a fly around the room.
God forbid they got down here because gnats would be like mowing the whole place down.
It's like when the lights get turned off, the night vision comes on the robots to eliminate roaches and rats. Yeah. Enable rocket launchers. So you gotta go to Walmart before you go out there. In case you missed it,
dog,
we got the weekly phone call from Donnie's girl. Am I on the air? How does she know that you put her on the air?
I don't know.
Does she listen?
I don't know.
We ought to call her and find out if she listens. Find that out before the next show.
Yeah, because I don't want to call her now if she had been listening to that part. And,
uh-oh. Uh-oh. Not good.
We do have a couple of listeners.
Yeah, that's the kind of the scary part. But anyway, remember to email us, myspace.com/theentitledshow or bobatheentitledshow.net. Because we're almost out of material.
No, we're running low.
I've only had 2 months to prepare for this.
Well, yeah.
But I'm in kind of like a rush because I know you got to go in like 15 minutes.
To Walmart.
Because it's 4 o'clock now.
To Walmart.
Let's see here. I got a couple more stories. We'll read through these real quick. A Catholic priest faces an indecent exposure charge after police said he went jogging in the nude about an hour after sunrise. Ugh. The reverend told officers he had been running naked at a high school track and didn't think anyone would be around at that time of day.
At a high school track. They're probably like, hey.
Hey there, big boy.
That's
hot. He told officers he sweats profusely if he wears clothes while jogging. He says, I know it was wrong. His attorney told...
He had to get an attorney.
His attorney... His attorney said that he had no comment. The Reverend, 53, was arrested June 22nd in a small town about 20 miles north of Denver. An officer said he saw a naked man walking down the street at 4:35 a.m. The U.S. Naval Observatory website said sunrise that day in Frederick was 5:31 a.m. Oh, man. The church says they take the incident seriously, but is awaiting the outcome of the case. The reverend, who also officiates different churches in nearby towns, of Meade and Erie, remains an active priest. If convicted of a decent exposure or misdemeanor, he would have to register as a sex offender.
What?
He'd have to register as a sex offender.
So if you go streaking, you have to become a sex offender?
I know ex-girlfriends that would be sex offenders, and they're not even 18.
Yeah.
Jeez. I want to know who's listening to us. This is kind of weird. And I know that they're sitting there listening to us say, I wish I knew who was listening, but they're not going to do anything.
Pansies.
Anyway. Oh, man. A 20-year-old Tennessee man is in police custody after allegedly attempting to hide in a restaurant ceiling, but it could not hold his weight.
Hide in a ceiling?
A Nashville newspaper said Tuesday that Douglas Booten, of Goodlettsville was arrested last weekend after he allegedly hid in the ceiling of a local Wendy's restaurant, only to then come crashing through it as police searched for him.
Bad timing.
Police allege that after attempting to stop Booten for speeding Sunday night, the man stopped his car and fled into a nearby restaurant. He allegedly managed to climb the restaurant ceiling through a woman's restroom, then attempted to hide while officers continued their search. But the ceiling eventually gave way and the suspect crashed to the floor. His alleged attempt to hide not only ended him up in custody, but resulted in his facing a felony vandalism charge for damages caused to the entry.
How did he get in? Was it closed? Or
I don't know. They don't really say. The stories that I get this stuff from, they're really vague on their information. They just get down to like the nitty gritty of it. They don't like going into much of a detail because they want to keep it short and interesting. These stories are meant for radio. They're not meant for a talk show like us.
Well, yeah.
But anyway. I swear, every time I move to a different city, you find stuff to play with.
We might as well just go sit in the parking lot.
I'm afraid you'll find some. You'll play with the ants.
Come here, little buddy.
You'll pull the magnifying glass out of your Swiss Army knife and start burning them. And then you go, gee, I wonder if I could burn Bob.
He's got glasses on, too.
God, I'm taking your toys away from you.
Here, no more that. No more that.
No more this.
There's a screw.
No more that. No more screw. Especially if your girlfriend was listening.
Yeah, well.
No more this.
She's probably listening right now going, you're son of a bitch.
Wait till you even get here. With that worm medicine.
Wow. Is she graduated?
Yeah.
Wow.
Starts college tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yep.
Wow, we're getting old.
I know, I feel old as shit. My sister's in the 11th grade. I feel old.
Everyone keeps asking me, why don't you work, Bob? I mean, why don't you go to college, Bob? I got a full-time job making good money. I got like two businesses I own. Why work? Why go to school? I make good money. But anyway. One more story, then I'll let you go, Donnie.
All right, let me go get my medicine for my worm.
Why do you have to be over at her house at 4:30?
Move a bed.
Oh, you got to sin before you go to church tonight?
I guess. I don't know.
I hope she's listening. God, I know she's listening right now. One of your friends, God, over goes, he had you on air.
Yeah, for real. You were on the air talking about your dog.
Please tell me, whoever you are listening, that you ratted Donnie out. Please, send me an email or something. Let me know. Please, I beg you. MySpace.com/TheIntelligentShow or BobTheIntelligentShow.net. Anyway, witnesses to a Springfield, Illinois attempted robbery said the two 15-year-old girls who tried to hold up the store made a multitude of errors. The owner of House of Gifts said the two girls, one armed with a BB gun that resembled a 45 caliber automatic pistol and one armed with a dagger, had come to the store multiple times in the week leading up to the incident, and one had come in before the robbery and season appropriate clothing before both girls later entered in sweatshirts. The Springfield State Journal Register reported Tuesday. Store owner said the sweat girls weren't the only unusual choice the would-be robbers made. They also chose to hold up the store at noon on a weekday when the store is at its busiest.
Okay.
They haggled with the store owner over how much money they wanted him to fork over and allowed customers to walk out of the store and dial authorities in their cell phones. Additionally, the two girls gave up robbing the register in favor of stealing merchandise, forcing them to leave empty-handed. Police arrested the pair nearby the store. That's hot.
That's hot.
That's so hot. Yeah. And someone's commenting my MySpace right now. I wonder if it's whoever's listening to us. I don't know. Let's see here. Just give me a minute. Sorry.
We're playing.
Go to my profile with my pretty picture. See who's listening to us. It's Lindsay.
What's up? G-Doll.
Okay. I should have known it was her. Anyway. Oh, man. Well, so much for the first live show. It went okay.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great either. Now you got to go get worm medicine?
Yeah. And move a bed.
Are y'all living together yet?
No.
When is that going to happen?
I don't know. Hope not anytime soon.
She's going to come over and be like, pack your bags, you're moving in. My dad's okay with it.
Yeah. You should have asked me first.
And he just gives you that glare. I know what you do with her at night. I hate that with dads. They're like, I know what you do to my daughter. And I don't like it. Because you're not doing it with me. Sorry if I offended anyone.
Yeah, for real.
I just like this music. Anyway. Are you available next Sunday?
Yeah.
I guess we'll do this again.
Okay.
All right. This audio will be available on theitalishow.net tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for those of you listening live. Thank you for listening live. 3 p.m. next Sunday. Unless Donnie has to go pick up more more worm medicine for his girlfriend's dog. And be sure to tune in next week when you hear Donnie say, I didn't hear.
I was kind of unprepared.
Unprepared?
Yeah.
You just don't want to say it on air. You just don't want to be embarrassed in front of everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Candace, as always, for the great phone call.
Yeah.
We look forward to next week's phone call.
Yeah, for real.
You know, it's so hard not to laugh during that and just blow the cover.
Yeah, for real. You're sitting over there.
And then you just pull her around. It's like, I know I'm going to get trouble for this, but I know it's funny.
Yeah, for real.
Maybe Chris will be at the next show. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe he won't forget like he did this past time. He was so excited about being live, and then he forgets about the show.
Goes to Jacksonville.
Goes to Jacksonville. I called him yesterday. I'm on the way to Jacksonville. What the hell?
For what?
Anyway. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to tune in next week. Go to thetalishow.net if you miss any portion of this show. Starting tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. to download the entire show. I'm Bob.
And I'm Donnie.
And thank you for listening.
Bob has worms.